Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, a Metro from podcast. Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like getting your eyes tested at Bernard Castle, but we're a better spectacle. Hey, that's going to be topical in 3 weeks' time.
I'm Phoebe Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Kane.
And today we are talking to Sammy Cole from Love Honey, because there's been a new survey saying that 52% of couples during lockdown are having more adventurous sex.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we find out how they're having sex at all? Because I really need some tips now, baby.
Are you still
stuck.
Talking to me? I'm sorry, is this recording?
I'm just always screaming into the ether.
Oh, yeah, come on then, let's find out. Oh, Miranda, you won't believe who we've got today.
Oh, tell me.
She's in the bath. It's Love Honey, sex and relationship expert, Sammy Cole, live from her bath. Hi, Sammy.
Yay. Hello. Hi, Miranda. Hi, Bibi. How are you?
Well.
Good.
Not in the bath.
In bath. She's, oh, so sorry. Forgive me. So sorry. Sammy, how's lockdown been treating you?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to know what day it is anymore, but other than that, it's okay.
I'm on my fourth set of pyjamas. I've worn the other three out. This is... Oh, that's just in general. Oh, yeah, no, I've got a whole set of lockdown pyjamas ready for me. Yeah.
That's a really... Actually, someone needs to do a lockdown clothes range.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Oh, comfort over style, definitely.
Come on. I've been wearing the bra I've had on. Jesus Christ. It's because I don't want to wear nice bras, so I'm wearing a really horrible thing, and it's a bit Catholic, and there's an underwire that's cutting me.
Oh, no. Oh, take the underwire out.
No, I like
it. Get that out. Oh, no. Oh, I love a bit of open heart surgery. Oh, yeah.
But Sammy Cole, we haven't got you here to talk about open heart surgery on Good Sex, Bad Sex. So we have been stunned to hear the findings from a new Love Honey survey. So we thought divorce rates were going to be soaring because of lockdown, but apparently couples are having better sex.
Yeah. 100%. Well, not 100%, but people are definitely having more adventurous sex in lockdown, which is, I think, a really great thing to see.
That leads me to my first question. How do you know?
Well, you got me drunk.
This is Laura Kunzberg from the BBC here.
So we reached out to our customers to find out more about the kind of sex they've been having during lockdown and how it's affected their sex lives. And so we contacted 2,000 of them, and they gave us some really interesting responses, actually. And it's been really encouraging to see that although we are in slightly more challenging times than usual, but that people are still finding the time and the drive for exciting intimacy, which is great.
And it's 52% of couples have been more sexually adventurous. Can I say something possibly controversial? Say yes.
when is there anything stopped you, Bibi?
Okay. My hope was that a few couples were going to break up. I've been kind of relying on just a few couples breaking up. But anyway, the 52% of sexually adventurous stuff, what have they been up to? What kind of things?
Yeah, I think it's been really interesting to see how creative people are being in these situations, because for a lot of people, their sex life that they were having, you know, before lockdown isn't necessarily available to them. Maybe they're living separately. And people are just finding new ways, remote ways, creative ways to have sex. So 57% of people we asked have been sexting, for example. Another 32% sexting, yeah. Getting their sex on.
Like with their partners that they're in lockdown with, or like... Like, are they sending little cheeky sex over the dinner table?
Yeah. Well, that's one way to do it, isn't it? If there are any others, come in and make you a cup of tea. But yeah, no, I think it's mainly the remote couples that have been sexting, although,
you never know. Yeah.
So there's been sexting, and so the couples that are together, what have they been like? Has there been more role playing? Has it got a little bit more BDSMing, that's not a word, but you know what I mean? You know, have the actual couples living together kind of up to the ante, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. I think, again, the creativity is amazing. It's role-playing, like you said, BB, that's been a big part of it. A lot of people have kind of taken this opportunity to become someone different in the bedroom, which I guess when you're spending 24 hours a day with someone can be quite nice. And also sexy games as well. So we've got the Love Honey forum, and on there they've been sharing all sorts of tips and tricks that they've been trying. So some of them have reported doing things like sex challenges, where it's you have to have an orgasm in every room in the house.
I live in a studio, fuck you all.
Every corner, every bit of furniture, wherever.
I'm not sure my clothes horse can take it, but I'll give it a good go.
You're so gay, Miranda, it's so lovely. So what else? There's role play.
Role play games. Video sex is another one that's been up. I guess, again, one more for people who are apart. But yeah, 32% of people have been having video sex. And I guess now when we've got so many methods to video call our loved ones, then it's why not?
And I can see here from the survey, and there's been car sex, there's been increasing car sex. There's been writing erotic notes to partners.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
This is kind of... What about the young people?
So the young people, I think, have been... The youth have been most affected by the lockdown.
I'm asking like I care about them. But yeah, what about the young people?
Yeah, they've definitely felt the effects most, I think, of the physical separation, because, you know, a lot of students don't necessarily live together. A lot of young people don't necessarily live together. So they have found it the most... difficult, but that, again, they're finding these creative ways around it with sexting and video calls and all that kind of thing.
Miranda, this is going to annoy you. Women still, with all of this, right? So there's people being more sexually adventurous, and that's great. The poor young people, if they're living with their parents, they can't, you know, do it as much. Although, yeah, they can do some, you know, some Zoomy moments. All those Zoom, oh my God, all those little horrible image.
Yeah,
let's not talk about that. But within all of this, Miranda Kane, guess who are having, who's having less sex? Not me, not you. Women are having less sex.
Oh my God. Why?
Why, Sammy?
That's a good question. I think it's that women, maybe more women are not living with their partners. I don't know. To be honest, I'm not 100% sure on that one.
So this says female sexual frequency for singles in those relationships was down by 36% compared to 18% for men. So this could be because there was another stat out the other day, which of course I can't remember, which is saying that throughout all of this, women's roles are kind of reverting back. So women, maybe if they've got kids, are doing the homeschooling and some housework and their job, so they haven't got time.
God.
True. Would
you also, like, I'd be quite worried because I know that there are things on Zoom that you can, where you can record, and I don't want to give anyone ideas, but I do want to warn people at the same time, because you can record the chat and, like, you can record anything that's on your desktop as well. So I, as a woman, and, you know, as a man, would be a bit worried that my partner was recording that kind of thing, you know? Like, wouldn't anyone else be worried?
I think it's definitely a consideration, isn't it? But I guess if you're having Zoom, well, if you sent a recorded video, there's also the same kind of concern over that. So maybe if you're okay with sending videos, you're okay with a live stream.
I'm always all right for live stream.
I'm an equity member, so to me, exposure is exposure. No, I know it will be. You know what I'm kind of intrigued by is how people are having more adventurous sex, not what they're doing, but so much, but how mentally they're doing it. Because lockdown horn hasn't really been a thing for me. I feel more stressed and turned off, maybe because people are dying, but, you know, I don't know how. Do you know what I mean? And also, haven't loads of them got kids at home?
Yeah, that's very true. I think it's the thing is, though, sex is such a good way to combat stress for a lot of people. Like, biologically, it releases all kind of feel-good hormones and endorphins, and it can help you bond with your partner. And, you know, it's just something fun to do. I guess some people are making banana bread, other people are having sex.
Mix the two together.
Yeah, you could have chosen a better option there. Hey, Miranda, have you been having lockdown horn?
Oh, yeah, of course. Having it right now, darling. I'm quite intrigued at the amount of people that are now trying car sex as well. Like, because I think we used to think that was just doggers and everything. But you don't have to be an exhibitionist. And I would say don't be as well, because...
What happened to you?
Because you never know who's going to be driving past checking their eyesight, do you? So...
Suddenly I can see. It's a miracle.
I was just in this dogging spot checking my eyesight. All right, Dominic,
coming. My God, honestly, I can't breathe. I'm still gasping about that. That's the most gasping action I've had. This whole lockdown, this whole
the most breathtaking.
Yeah, it's definitely moved me in ways I didn't expect. Oh my God. Hey, what was I going to ask? What are their Love Honey products? So you know, the remote toys, Miri, you know, we've talked about these before. They must be doing great business right now for people that are in couples but not living together, who are wanting maybe more sexual adventure, but they're apart.
Yeah, I mean, I love saying this word, the teledildonic toys, the ones that can be used remotely via apps and stuff, they're really popular. I think it's because, you know, you can play with them anywhere. You can be in Australia using it on someone in Maine, I don't know. But yeah, they're really good. And there's so many out there now as well. You've got, it used to be basically just clitoral vibrators or knicker vibrators. And now you've got toys for men, you've got prostate massagers, you've got cock rings, you've got rabbit vibes. There's so much that people have a real choice out there that perhaps they didn't have before.
And these are ones, just to like remind everyone, these are ones where you can have the toy, but your partner can have the app anywhere in the world, and it can control the toy remotely and do all sorts of fun things.
Yeah.
Hoover. Oh, I wish.
Are there any other specific Love Honey products?
Yeah, I mean, as well as the app controlled remote toys, the ones that just have a physical remote and that can be used kind of within house distance, they've sold really well as well. So we've got one called the Desire Love Egg, and I think people are buying that when they're living with their partner, exactly for the purpose of, you know, when you're doing the hoovering or when you're doing the washing up, something to make it a bit more fun. But then there's toys for everyone that are selling really well at the moment. Probably unsurprisingly, you've got things like the rabbit vibrators, the Greedy Girl that we sell, that's flying off the shelves. Toys for men as well, guys treating themselves. So the Hotshot Male Masturbator, that's really popular. Mm-hmm. It's a real mixture.
And is this especially, and you have seen figures go up since lockdown?
Yes, yeah, I think like a lot of online retailers.
And see, I'm just thinking about my postman Steve. What that poor man's had to see. I was having car sex once. It was actually in a white van. Unbelievable. Oh. I mean, seriously. And the police knocked on the door.
No.
That's how I got my first job. No, Regent's Park. Isn't that awful?
Oh, were you arrested for cruel and unusual punishment?
I was picked up by the fuzz. No, I wasn't. That was a terrible 70s based joke. Hey, Sammy, finally, do you?
I'm so proud of that. Oh my God.
That's very good.
Thank you. Sammy, finally, do you think all this kind of adventurous sex, do you think it will last? Do you know what I mean? Now, soon, if lockdown restrictions lessen even more, do you think people will kind of maintain this adventurous approach to sex?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I can't see why people wouldn't, because once you've kind of got that bug and you want to keep trying new things. It's like, I guess it's like when people love going traveling, isn't it? And you get the bug and you really want to do more of it. And I think we're going to see more of that once people have had the confidence to try something new and they found that they liked it. I'm sure they'll continue to keep trying new things.
I don't think you should call it a bug.
This is not the time to call it that, is it? No. So.
And just to reassure everyone, because I've had Love Honey products, obviously, but they do come in very anonymous packages. So if you are wanting to experiment with you or your partner or just yourself, then they just come in plain brown packages, don't they?
Yeah, they're very, very discreet. Just as generic as packaging can be, they're in plain brown boxes. No one's going to know what's in there.
See, I do. If I see a plain brown box, that's what I think.
You go straight for it.
Straight for it. And I nick it and I pretend that and I blame Hermes. Thank you for joining us, Sammy Cole. Take care, keep safe, and
thanks for having me.
Pleasure. See you soon.
Yes, yeah, speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Miranda. Are you more or less smitten with me now you know that I was
arrested for having a shag in a van?
I wasn't arrested.
What happened? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, all right, pervy. They just they tapped on the window. And it was one of those kind of slide door vans. And it was like, hello, officer. And they just said, I really think you should move on. I'm like, yeah.
Was this during the day? The night?
Late afternoon, if I recall.
Whilst the fun fair was on and the kids were coming out.
But do you love me more or less now you know that?
I love you more. I love you more. Thank you. I'm amazed it's taken you like 2 years to come out with that.
And I'm going to say something so awful now. This doesn't make this person sound good, but he did have a mattress at the back of his van. I'm saying... There were no bags of sweeties. There was nothing else.
Oh, my God.
But that's all I said.
Oh, my God.
No gaffer tape. What did you learn from today's chat?
I learned that I've still got some places where I can try and have an orgasm, even if it is in the fridge. But I'll give it, you know, I'm giving to give it the old Blitz spirit.
We're in it together, Mary. This has been Good Sex, Bad Sex. I'm Bibi Lynch.
I'm Miranda Kane, and you can still get in touch with us. You can get us on Twitter at Good Sex Bad Sex with a triple X at the end, and we're on Instagram as well.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it? We've got and what's our email? info@sexpod.co.uk.
Yes.
Beautiful. See you next week, everyone.
Bye.